Is this normal? It's probably nothing serious. Maybe I'll feel better tomorrow.
Emergency symptoms can be good at hiding. That's why you shouldn't ignore symptoms like chest pain, high fever, trouble breathing, or severe stomach pain. They could be a medical emergency in disguise. Thankfully, an Eastside ER is ready to serve you 24/7 with fast wait times and dedicated ER experts, so we can quickly help turn your questions into answers. Visit eastsidemedical.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is cared for by Eastside Medical Center, providing quality care to Gwinnett County and the greater Atlanta area for over 38 years.
Yes. Hello and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. Mike Salmon alongside Steve and Julian. This is Gwinnett Business Radio. It's an award-winning show, and it's going to be an award-winning show today because I am going to pronounce every guest's name correctly.
We only have one, and he's been on before, so yes. You better.
And I can't mess up the name Chris.
You know, if you want to make sure I try not to miss any shows in the future, just do something else other than butchering the guest names when I'm not here.
I'm not in my comfort zone when you're not here.
Well, thank you. I know what I bring to this dude. A comic relief calms you down and lets you do what you do best.
What we do best on this show is we highlight businesses. Our first guest today is going to be Chris Meyer. He's with Green Circle Demolition. But before we talk to Chris, we want to take care of our partner.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does come to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. Love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today, or maybe you can come in and see the difference. Or, like Mike, you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Speaking of love, Chris Meyer was on a show. How long ago was it, Chris? A year, 2 years?
About a year ago, I believe.
And he came back.
He did.
We loved it so much.
Yes, exactly. So we didn't scare him off. So welcome back.
And he asked to come back. We didn't have to beg him. That's
amazing.
You
didn't have to twist my arm.
We didn't have to go chasing after him. Green Circle Demolition is the name of your company. Before we get specific with some of our questions about what you do, and it's really fascinating work, tell us all about Green Circle Demolition.
Yeah, sure. And thanks for having us back again. Green Circle, we've been in operation for approximately 6 years now. We built our business essentially to try to maximize the client's value while also providing it at a, you know, our service at an affordable cost. Over 50 years, we've basically, there's 50 years combined experience with our ownership, lending to environmental experience that we do, asbestos remediation, lead paint work, all types of projects ranging from a single-story home to industrial decommissioning of process equipment, facilities, and we don't discriminate. We'll demo anything from the skyscraper to the wallpaper, I always say. So we're we're here to provide our owners, our developers that are our end users, our clients, and a lot of general contractors with a trusted partner, somebody who's environmentally aware as an alternative to their traditional demolition means and methods.
People can't see us right now, but if they look at the photos from the show, they'll see that you brought a little friend with you.
I did. Yes, we're bringing the hammer down today. I always carry my sledgehammer with me. The more that I can self-perform, the better our bottom line.
So you really love your job. You're walking around with a sledgehammer.
All right, I've got to say it. We're 2 minutes into the show. Clearly, Chris is crushing it and destroying it. Well done. Good job.
Hey, we're demolishing expectations daily, man.
I like it.
Wait, where's the rim shot?
Well, it wasn't worthy of that. Chris, you said that the Green Circle Demolition has been doing what they've done for 6 years, but I believe the company has a lot of history behind it. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, behind it, between our ownership, Sam Bacon and Matt Bacon, they just very, very professional, well-educated, kind of told culture from the top down. They've learned from some of the best before in previous demolition companies. So it's definitely wasn't the first rodeo getting into everything, and that's just lent into a new experience that a lot of these clients we deal with already knew them. So it's been great for us to just pick up on the momentum from the relationships we already have and foster the meeting of new clients. So yeah, we've been around, and it really goes back to our ops team, guys. We've had to get our head superintendents that are in the field, that these guys have 35-plus years experience, demolition only across the United States. So that would be a good place to start.
We're talking with Chris Meyer. He's the business development manager for Green Circle Demolition. And I know there's other companies out there that love to knock things down and blow things up. So what makes Green Circle Demolition maybe a little different and makes you stand out from your competitors?
That's a good question. So we have a lot of full-time mechanics actually in-house. We're able to provide a robust, a turnkey solution to our clients because unlike most other demolition companies, everything from our estimation to our trucking, our full service recycling center called Brown's Mill Recycling, so we can actually take the materials off a job site and process them in our yard. So we're fully licensed for that now for abatement. We just have all these services under one roof. So from a construction management standpoint, we can provide them with an incredible value. And there's not any other company that I know of that has so much equipment, and just about 100 employees, I'd say we have now, probably 75% of that guys being out in the field. A lot of these competitors are bringing in labor-ready workers, but these are our trained guys, and all we're doing is investing in them and helping get them trained so that they can operate heavy equipment and machinery and become specialized in our trade, in the little subsector of our trade for what they do. So that's kind of what is the Green Circle difference.
When we say demolition, mm-hmm. I think everybody knows what they think of that. I know Trey and I think of the tag team from WWF in the late 80s, early 90s. But the word abatement.
Yes.
A lot of people might not know exactly what that is. So enlighten us and enrich us with more knowledge.
To. Yeah, so abatement refers to the containment and addressing almost like a remediation process of asbestos-containing materials, lead paint, things like that, that would be in buildings typically from the 70s onward. I think they're still producing things made out of asbestos, but it's something you have to be very specialized and licensed in and know what you're doing. So that is a whole nother side to our company, a whole different revenue stream, but we're experts in remediating the asbestos, and there's a lot of it in Atlanta we've come to find.
And that goes back to, again, you guys aren't just getting labor-ready people.
Yes, sir.
You've got the expertise and the knowledge and history to do that.
Correct.
All right, so here's the question I've been dying to ask. Somebody who does demolition and been around demolition and abatement, there's got to be some projects that are some great stories. So I'm going to sit back and you tell us some good demolition stories.
That's our favorite thing to talk about, is projects that have been successfully completed in the past and what we're looking forward to in the future and what is ongoing right now, which is actually one we're very proud on. Right at the turn of the year in 2019 here, Atlantic Station, that open air mall.
We're going to be knocking down Atlantic Station?
Man, the 60,000 approximately square feet above the two parking garages in the central region, it's going to create a unique pedestrian experience in which you're coming off 85 Highway, and from 17th Street, you're looking right at Atlantic Station into the very center mass of that development. The buildings are getting knocked down. There's a north and a south building, so it's really going to open it up from the street side. A whole new pedestrian experience where you can, they're going to have new restaurants coming in. They're going to have that's going to be the most impactful is a video screen. So it's an exterior kind of live entertainment venue that's family friendly. It's attracting just a whole new audience. So we'll probably be out there for the next 2 months or so, just removing hardscapes at Atlantic Station and things of that nature. It'll be great.
So this was, this came out of the Super Bowl experience. There was mm-hmm. a giant tent that was kind of created 60,000 square feet mm-hmm. for some concerts and stuff like that. Obviously, now the Super Bowl's gone. Well, what do you do with this big giant tent? So you guys are not only going to take down, but also be part of helping create the new space.
Yes, and that really reminded me of Six Flags. Last year, we assisted in the demolition of that Georgia Cyclone, which is...
Thank heavens, because it broke my back almost.
Did it?
Yeah. That was pretty
rough.
I loved it when it first came out. I was a teenager back then, but yeah, the longer it went, the more rough it got.
Those wooden ones are definitely rough. They were able to preserve a lot of that existing wood. They kept the concrete footers that were in the ground, removed sections of it, and then they just braced it with new structural steel, which allowed for it to do additional barrel rolls and things like that.
Nice.
So, and there was a company out there, Rocky Mountain, that specializes in just doing that niche across the country at amusement parks. So that's just one vertical that most people wouldn't think about, that we can demo a whole roller coaster, escalators, elevators, just stuff that you wouldn't think of typically, but it's the most intricate and involved demos. That's what we're all about.
Couple things. First of all, the people that live at Atlantic Station are probably breathing a little sigh of relief after you explain exactly what you guys are going to do there. They're thinking, wait, I got to move now?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, by what you just explained with Six Flags, there's a lot of, it's not just a matter of going in with a big hammer and knocking things over. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some planning. There's certain ways that things fall. I mean, there's some science to this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There are challenges. I think we're not the smartest folks in the room, so we bring in engineers, people on the geotech side. We only partner with the highest echelon of engineers, architects, developers, these people that we want to make sure that if it's a high-profile project like that and it is so niche and selective that we know exactly what we're doing, we're going to lay a plan out and have it all checked over, check the numbers so that, it's all copacetic and the project ends up being successful.
So we've had a demolition tag team WWF reference, and now the guest has said copacetic. Man, this is an award-winning show.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, Mike.
Did you catch that, Chris?
I caught it.
I'm having a blast.
When you have to repeat it, that ruins the joke.
Well, I want to make sure our guest heard it.
Speaking of our guest, we're talking with Chris Meyer. He is with Green Circle Demolition, head of business development there. Chris, one question I wanted to ask is, when it comes specifically, again, we're talking demolition, you got to talk about the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to talk about the environmental impact. You've kind of touched on it. You touched on it with reclaiming the wood from the Georgia cyclone. But just, what's the benefit to demolition? Let me ask you that question.
Yeah, the benefit to having a company like Green Circle Demolition exist in this market is we're providing a responsible and knowledgeable action, setting that first foot forward. It's even in the name, even in our logo, you'll see it almost looks like a circular arrow, like a recycling emblem. So, and green being eco-green, sustainable, that's kind of what we're going for. We're asserting that foot forward, being an eco-friendly, sustainable company. So when you demolish a building or selectively remove debris from a previous space, it's important to sort and process those materials differently. So materials like asphalt millings from a parking lot, concrete block, wood, glass, plastic, vinyl, it can be readapted and repurposed back into our economy. We're trying to divert as much from the landfills as possible. And then also we're keeping it right here in America, which is great. So we love being able to provide that service and keeping everything right here local. Just really playing a small role in doing that, so everything just kind of matriculates into assisting the community with that. Yeah.
And when you were talking about kind of all the different services you do, talk a little more, if you don't mind, about your recycling plant, the scrap metal and the remediation part.
It's been an incredible source of revenue for us, and it's something that we're located in Hapeville, Georgia, right near Delta Airlines. And we have a lot of clients that now, whether they be truck drivers, somebody bringing in cars, automobiles for scrapping them and be able to salvage the rubber off the tires or the catalytic converters. And that's been great. They're coming through our yard all day long. We welcome more people to ask us about that. But since I'm always out in the field speaking to different subcontractors and there's different projects going on in Atlanta, I let them know we now have Browns Mill Recycling in operation, and they will take a lot of the ferrous metals, we'll ship it directly to the mill. So we're doing all that in-house. We have machines that'll bale it up, shred it into a usable product, and we're just doing our microeconomic part to assist in that industry.
We've mentioned your title a couple times, Chris, Business Development Manager, so it begs the question, how do you guys find new business? I just can't imagine you walking into buildings like Beavis and Butthead going, you got anything you want us to blow up? How do you grow
Sometimes
your business?
Sometimes that's how it goes. Now, we've been very lucky. We are niche, again, like we've said. And once you do some work with the highest echelon contractors and people of that nature, we like to keep those relationships strong. I mean, we only have so much manpower to be able to bring to particular projects throughout the year. We don't want to overpromise and underdeliver anything. So I was very lucky coming in that we had, a great relationship with a lot of people, and now we're just building upon that. So we can reference, hey, we've done this industrial project. I think we'd be a great partner for you guys, and we can, and just, I always send them testimonials and even a video clip if we have it. We're big on branding and just letting everybody know these are the right means and methods to go about doing a project like this.
Because I would think there'd be a little bit of pressure there, because if when you do it right, nobody really talks about it. It's kind of cool if they see a video. But when you do it wrong, everybody knows.
Right. That's what we don't want. Yeah. So we there are specialty crews within Green Circle Demolition. We talked about abatement earlier. We just had a very large demolition project in which they used that 20,000-pound wrecking ball. You can see it on our website at greencircledemolition.com. So they'll either drop that sucker down from an elevated position to take down structural members of a building. In that case, the Northside Hospital in Canton, we brought that down to the mud, you know, foundations and all. And that was a perfect example of utilizing all of our resources and technology at our disposal, because we wrecked it with the ball. But before all that happens, you can't just wreck the building. You got to go in there, do the abatement. So you're selectively doing work inside of there before everything can be taken down. And then it's a massive sorting effort of all those materials. And again, just sticking with that sustainable practice.
Speaking of the website, greencircledemolition.com, really cool on the top banner. They show you have a film of a water tower coming down. And,
yes.
And I mean, that's just really cool. But it begs this question. So you've talked about taking down a hospital all the way down to the mud. The website on the top has a big giant water tower coming down safely and in a cool way.
Yes.
How small is too small? I mean, what kind of a job, you know, what are some of the small jobs? Because we have small business owners listening. Is there services that people wouldn't, I can't call Green Circle. They're doing water towers. They wouldn't do me.
They would think that, you know, but
you ask the guy that walked in with a sledgehammer
ready to take out one of our walls.
No, you know, no job is too small. There's, especially for our clients that we've done the larger projects for, and they'll say, hey, you know, it's only a couple of days worth of demolition here, but we don't discriminate. We're in every sector, from healthcare to hospitality to multifamily to retail, industrial. So if it's going to lead into the relationship somewhere else and we have the availability to do it, then why not? You know, we're definitely open to helping, and we're open to new introductions with new clients every day. It never stops.
So, because on your services, it lists interior demolition. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it can be a giant water tower. It could also be, hey, I'm coming in with my sledgehammer and take down a couple walls and do a little more. So, beyond, and you were on the show before, and so obviously we're talking about the demolition today. But as far as the whole list of services, you guys... apart from demolition there and the recycling, there's also waste hauling and some other things as well.
Yeah. Fortunately we're able to utilize our own trucks and hauling, within the state of Georgia. It makes sense, especially within the perimeter. It gets really hairy when you, go outside the perimeter from where we're located, because the hauling and the freight charges just doesn't make sense. But yes, the waste hauling is something. If we have additional cans, I think we got about 100 dumpsters now or so, and full-time drivers, again, in-house drivers, we'll rent them out to anybody that needs them.
Well, it sounds like everything's going well. We appreciate your time. Here's Chris today in the studio. As we look ahead to the future, what are some goals? What are some other things that we might see your name attached to?
Hopefully an implosion sometime soon. You know, there's not been solicitation of many implosions. Everybody, once, if they never met me before, they're like, so you blow things up, right? And now we can actually have that be true if an implosion comes around and we perform it. And it's very doable is what I tell everybody. The guys who did the dome implosion, they'll hire one of, I'd say, five companies around the United States that facilitates the placement of those charges, and we just have to manage and logistically perform the separation of that massive amount of material and be able to get it out. Yeah, so that would be essentially our role there, but it'd be nice to see and be a part of, for sure. And some, you know, so that's a personal goal. God bless. There has been all of our clients are projecting economic growth within their projects for the next 18, 24 months. They're booked out into 2020, a great indicator of how the economy is doing, the subsector of just commercial construction itself. So when construction's good, demolition is good. And we're partnering with the most reputable firms, whether that be subcontractors, that, because we're in like the Marines, we're in first. And I like to partner with the best signage companies, best parking lot maintenance companies, engineers, so that's our goal, is to meet more direct developers, owners, architects, anybody, contractors that we can have new introductions to in different states. We've been doing some in the Carolinas, Tennessee, Alabama. We're mostly regional in the Southeast, but we encourage, you know, all those dreamers, all those developers, contact us. We can consult with you on a project so we can create budgets, make sense for them. So that's what we're looking to do, intentionally improve and really create a positive forward momentum, you know, within society and demo some more buildings.
Sounds great. Well, congratulations on all the success.
Thank you.
Keep the growth going. And, hey, if you need to knock something down, this is that guy to call. For those that would like to find out more, I know Stephen and you have mentioned the website a couple times, but go ahead and tell people where they can find all this information about all the great work you guys do.
Yeah, sure. You know, we're making America great again, one demolition at a time is all I have to say. And if you want to check out more about our portfolio, our blog, get in touch with any of us at the office, it's going to be www.greencircledemolition.com, or you can call me direct at 404-229-0492. We'll treat you like family.
Oh, I like that.
Sound effects.
That was a demolition. I would say make America built again, because in order to build again, you have to demo something and get it out of the way.
Incredible beauty comes from destruction.
I like that.
Yeah, we're like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
The thing I'm stealing from Chris is solicitation for implosion.
Yes.
He said that was his future goal, solicitation for implosion. I'm stealing that.
You guys talk to a lot of people, so let me know when you hear the implosion coming around. I want to bid on it.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. All right, Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us back.
Chris Meyer with Green Circle Demolition here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, before we close the show, I just want to remind everybody of quality care that's close to home. Eastside Medical Center has been a community healthcare leader for over 39 years. Nationally recognized for patient safety, Eastside focuses on delivering quality care with exceptional outcomes by utilizing the most advanced technology and experienced physicians. For more information on Eastside System of Care, visit eastsidemedical.com, and we are thrilled that they bring you Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X.
Absolutely. Great folks over there. Want to thank our listeners as well for joining us here on the show. You can listen to this program anytime 24/7 by going to businessradiox.com, pick the Gwinnett Studio, and then select Gwinnett Business Radio, and you'll find this episode and all our previous episodes as well. So, as we wrap up the show, any plans for right after the show? You going to knock anything down? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to make a solicitation for implosion.
Okay.
I'm going to demolish some sandwiches.
Nice. Sounds good. Food. All right, for that, for Chris, for Steven, I'm Mike, for Trey, our producer, we'll see you next time here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!